Your record impresses me, Captain Eclipse.
Barely scrubbed after her return from Kalos, and still shell-shocked from what had happened there with the Black Eight, she had felt none of the pride she might ordinarily have taken.
Few pilots of your caliber also share your clear sense of duty.
Thank you, Lord Vader.
I have a new assignment for you. Some would consider it a reward. Were they to learn of it, they will not. Is that understood?
Although she didn't yet understand, not remotely, she had nodded. Darth Vader had given her directions to the flagship's hidden level and described the vessel that she would find there, which would be hers to pilot.
You will be working with an agent of mine, operating under the call sign Starkiller. He will make himself known to you shortly. I am placing a considerable amount of trust in you, Captain. Be sure you don't give me reason to doubt it. The price for failure has never been higher.
I do understand, Lord Vader. An obedient Imperial officer, Juno had done as she was told and gone to see her new command. The ship had impressed her, requiring only a small amount of tinkering to make it function at its full potential. But now this strange clamor, this rowdy duel had taken over the hangar and, by the sound of it, threatened to spill out of Lord Vader's secret spaces and into the wider ship. Creeping around a cryocylinder taller than she was, Juno finally caught sight of the combatants. Her blue eyes widened in surprise. What struck her first were the weapons. Glowing swords of a type she had seen only once before, on an old forbidden hollow her father had found in the depths of their new home's database. He had shown it to her before erasing it with a snarl. "Murderers," he had declared of the figures she'd glimpsed. Brown-robed men and women of various species, fighting droids with shining swords of pure light. "Traitors. All of them." Two men. One, bearded and solemn. The other, much the same age as her, stubble-haired and thin as a whip, were dueling with weapons identical to those of the hated Jedi. One blade was so bright and blue it burned almost white. Its counterpart was red and just as deadly. She didn't dare make a sound. The younger of the combatants, with a look of wild satisfaction, rammed his crimson lightsaber through the chest of his opponent. Defeated, the older man dropped to his knees, a look of shock spreading across his face. That expression was shared by Juno when the form of the older man began to spark and flicker like a hologram, which she realized an instant later was exactly what he was. Arms, legs, torso, and face sputtered and dissolved, revealing the bipedal form of a droid beneath.
"Ah, Master, another excellent duel."
"You caught me by surprise, Proxy," the man said with an easy affection that belied his former ferocity. "I haven't fought that training program in years. I assumed you'd erased it."
"I had hoped that using an older training module would catch you off guard and allow me to finally kill you. I'm sorry I failed you again."
"I'm sure you'll keep trying."
"Of course, Master. It is my primary programming."
Droid and Master began moving through the maze of debris across the hangar. Juno remembered herself in time. Before they could see her, she ducked down behind cover and hurried back to the ship. Their voices were growing louder as they approached. She frantically reholstered the pistol and reached for her welder. "Well, you won't be ambushing me again until we get your central stabilizer replaced, and that could take weeks, this far from the core." She didn't look up as the odd pair rounded the cryocylinder she had been crouching behind just seconds before, but she could feel the young man staring at her, and hear, in his sudden silence, the double take he'd performed. A faint patter of footsteps told her that he and the droid had pulled back out of sight. She fought to make out a furious exchange of whispers. "Proxy, who is that?"
"Ah, yes, your new pilot has finally arrived, Master."
"But who is she?"
"Accessing Imperial records."
There was a moment of silence during which she told herself not to be so curious. That only ever got her into trouble. But then she heard her own voice speaking in the hangar, and her temper got the better of her.
"Captain Juno Eclipse."
The holodroid spoke in Juno's own clipped tones.
"Born on Korolag, where she became the youngest student ever accepted into the Imperial Academy. Decorated combat pilot with over 100 combat missions and commanding officer during the bombing of Kalos. Hand-picked by Lord Vader to lead his Black Ape Squadron, but later reassigned to a top-secret